Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and the Mishnah Yomi is continuing in our second day of learning Pesachim. We are in Chapter 1, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bodkin or Arba Asar, we check at nightfall on the 14th of Nisan. Uve Arba Asar Shacharit, and the morning of the 14th, that's the following morning, Ubishat Biur, and at the time of the nullification of the Chametz. Now, the Bartner explains he doesn't mean you check all three times. What he means is that someone who didn't check on the nightfall on the 14th of Nisan, as we learned in Mishnah Aleph, then he's got to check the next morning. And if he didn't check that next morning, he needs to check right before noontime, which, as we're going to see, is when Chametz becomes biblically forbidden on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we're going to see by comparison, that what Rabbi Yehuda actually holds is if he didn't check by noontime, before noontime on Erev Pesach, he should not go looking for chametz, because if he goes looking for chametz at that time and finds a delicious-looking cookie and eats it, he has a very significant problem in his hands. The Mishkat Tezor Chachamim Omrim, and the other sages, they say, not like Rebuta, they say, Lovadak or Barasar, if he didn't check at nightfall on the 14th, that's 24 hours before the Pesach Seder, Yivdok Barbasar, he should check during the day on the 14th. Lobadak Barbasar, if he didn't check that whole day, Yivdok B'toy Chamoed, he can go checking during the holiday, really during Chol HaMoed. Here the Bartner says Moed is used in, it's really actually Erev Pesach, it's afternoon on the 14th, it's Beshah Shishit, it's after the sixth hour, Shem Moed Bior, is the time, Moed means not just holiday, but the time, the appointed time of Bior, of nullifying the chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Dafka, don't check at that time, because he might eat chametz. The sages say, go ahead and do check. And they continue, Lo Vadak Patoch HaMoed, if he didn't check then, Yivduch Acher Moed, he could check even after, even during the holiday, and even after the festival is over. And the reason for checking even after Pesach is over is because you have to know if he had chametz in his possession that was not sold and not destroyed, then it becomes forbidden to use after the holiday. We actually see this. Lamaisa, certain stores and distributors, commercial stores, grocery stores, there are issues with buying chametz from them right after Pesach because that warehouse or that store might have been owned by a Jewish owner, and then this might have been chametz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, which we cannot use. And the Mishnah concludes, "O Moshe Mishayer, what he leaves over, yenechenu betzina, put it in a private place, meaning a closed-up, secure location where no weasels are getting in and out. So you don't have to check again. Now, this what we're leaving over means, you know, that last bagel. What people do is they do the bedika on the night of the 14th or that morning, and they leave over what they're going to eat for breakfast or their brunch or whatever it is before the time the chametz becomes forbidden. So if you're leaving something over, that one last bagel, you better make sure you lock it up where no small children or weasels or cookie monsters are going to get to it. Let's go on to Mishnah Dalid, continuing about Erev Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh Sorfim Tchilat Shesh. We may eat chametz through the fifth hour of the day, and we burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So what Rabbi Meir is saying here is that even though on a biblical level, a deraisa level, chametz becomes forbidden midday on Erev Pesach, which then begins the time of bringing the carbon Pesach, as we're going to see later in the Masechta, rabbinically we add an hour because sundials are not exact. People don't always synchronize watches. So as a concern, we need to have people stop eating chametz well before the time that they're biblically prohibited from eating chametz, lest they make a mistake. So then Rabbi Meir says right after that time, at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, we'd go ahead and burn the leftover chametz. So what we're going to see on Wednesday, April 5th, Habalein Letava, hopefully we'll be in Yerushalayim, hopefully we'll be with a rebuilt temple, with a vast multitude of Yidden Jews coming to bring their carbon Pesach in the temple, God willing. And even if we are still in Baltimore, then what we're going to see is we're going to be eating chametz up until about 10:30, 11, depending if you hold by Magen Avraham or by the Gra, about 10:30, 11, and then we're going to be burning the chametz by 12:05, according to the Gra, a little earlier, according to Magen Avraham. So we'll see that we actually hold the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. The Bartner says here we hold the Rabbi Yehuda, that we eat up to and including the fourth hour, and then we burn it by the beginning of the sixth hour. So we have that sort of hour where it's usher to eat it, but you don't have to burn it yet, but you know, where people are making their bonfire or their preparations to discard their chametz. And of course, April 5th, we're going to consult the calendar for your exact time, ask your Poseg, your Rebbe, for the exact time that you can eat your last Cheerios, your last bagel, and then what time you need to burn your chametz. Yashar Kohachem, be well.